from my face. Rules I respect and will continue to, but hate at the moment. She runs a hand through my hair as I turn her palm up, licking slowly along her wrist, catching her speeding pulse beating against my tongue. Then there's the crook of the arm. I demonstrate by sinking my teeth into the skin opposite her elbow, which earns me a more drawn-out moan. Noted. Bringing her other foot into my lap, I glance up to see the lust in her eyes. Her plump lips part as I tamp down the demand raging in my boxers. The bottom of the foot. Roughly, I run my thumb along the arch. The Achilles tendon. I squeeze the back of her heel before moving up, pinching the tendon between my fingers as her nails dig into my shoulders. Between the toes. I whisper heatedly, painstakingly brushing a finger between the soft pads of her grass-covered toes. The inside of the ankle. Bending as I lift hers, I run my tongue along the outer bone to the inside before clamping down and sucking lightly. This has my name whispered with more urgency from her lips. Noted. Dispensing more cream into my hand, I run it up her toned leg, covering every bit of skin. Her fingers dig into my scalp in demand. Scalp, too? I say, stopping her explorative hand and placing it back on my shoulder before making several long swipes with the razor. Swish. Tap. Tap.
Tom, please.
Not in the forecast. Feigning indifference, I run the blade along her vibrating inner thigh. Using my free hand, I palm her stomach, spreading my fingers in a caress before running it up her torso and stroking between her perfect tits. One by one, I move the triangle-shaped curtains covering her hard nipples, exposing them to the air steadily blowing down from the overhead AC vent. Obviously, the breasts, which is a more in-depth process, but we'll get to those. Swish, tap, tap. Shaving the rest of the path away, I slowly massage away any remaining cream. The second I lower the towel, she takes a step toward me, and I palm her stomach, slowly inching her back. We're not done. Wrapped. She watches me refill my hand with a small amount of shaving cream before I pinch the top of her bikini bottom between my fingers. Pulling up, I expose her clearly defined tan lines while wedging the material between her pussy lips. The sight of it has my cock jerking again in time with her rough intake of breath. Hooking and holding the bound material with my pointer, I lower my thumb and gently brush it along the top of her landing strip. The Mons Venus. Using two fingers, I gently apply the cream on the sides of her bikini line before picking up my razor. When I press it to her skin, her breath stops altogether.
I need...
If only it were raining, I taunt, making my first swipe. Swish, tap, tap.
We can...
Shh, I whisper, taking great care as I run the razor gently along the sides of her pussy. Then we have the lips, but there are more than one set. Actually, there's three. The ones you gloss and the others. I smirk up at her. I gloss. Blue waves of fire reflect back at me, the torrent tide threatening to sweep me in. Chest heaving when I wipe her freshly shaved pussy free of any remnants, I feel the snap in her before she speaks.
Fuck the weather,
she declares, straddling me on the toilet seat. She thrusts a demanding tongue in my mouth, and I deny her before swiping my own along her pouting lips. Taking advantage of the fact she's firmly wrapped around me, I lift and back her toward my bed. Gently depositing her, I take a few minutes to revisit the spots she appreciated most before I start to tick off the ones I hadn't yet gotten to. The trimmer sounds up outside, giving me a timeline as I prop on my side next to where she lays flat. Chest heaving, pupils dilated, her body hums in response to every single touch. Where were we? I ask, running a finger along her neck before sucking the skin behind her earlobe.
The lips.
She rasps into my ear as I stifle another smile. After tracing her mouth, I slide two fingers between her parted lips with my order. Show me how wet you are. She pulls them in deep, sucking feverishly as my cock threatens to self-destruct. Fingers soaked, but knowing I didn't need the help, I slide my palm from her breastbone, down her stomach, and into her bikini bottoms only to confirm it. She's drenched. Gathering the wetness seeping from her core, I spread my fingers into a V and with the pads of them, start lazily sweeping them from the bottom of her outer lips, tracing them to the top. Gripping my head for a kiss, I deny her, and her back arches as pleas start to pour from her mouth. Taking special care not to graze her clit, her hips begin to buck for friction. It's when I glimpse the sheen of sweat covering her that I know I've got her hyper aware and ready. Bypassing her nipples, I suck the skin of her breasts, the skin less sensitive but still stimulative.
Dom, please, please.
Trust me, I murmur, watching my fingers as her pussy weeps for me, her chest bouncing as I start to trace lazy circles around her areolas, avoiding her taut nipples. She cries out when I dip further in, tracing her inner pussy lips, satisfied as she thoroughly soaks my fingers. Like our filthy little experiment, I taunt as she writhes beneath me.
Oh God, Dompa, please, please.
Your clit is pulsing, I whisper hoarsely, not bothering to hide the heat in my voice, my cock straining against her leg. And that's because you're concentrating on where you think you need me to touch you, but you don't. Watch my tongue, Cecilia. The whole of her body shudders when I repeatedly thrash my tongue against her nipple. Her moans become more desperate, her legs shaking against the forearm that I'm moving between her thighs. Stopping my fingers, I use my pointer and dip a little further to rim the opening of her pussy before sucking her pebbled nipple into my mouth. A surprised gasp leaves her when she starts to come undone a second later. Let go. I order around the nipple clenched between my teeth before pulling it in and sucking hard.
Oh, fuck.
She cries out, her sounds cut by her rapid breaths as she convulses. The sight of it is so fucking hot that my dick weeps. As she comes down, she stares up at me with kaleidoscope eyes in varying shades of deep blue, and I rest my palm to cradle the side of her face, gently sweeping my thumb along her hairline.
That was...
She looks up at me in wide-eyed wonder.
That was crazy.
She whispers before a gradual lazy smile lights her face.
I can't believe I came. Like that.
That's because the most important erogenous zone is here. I double tap her temple with the pad of my thumb before sliding it along her delicate cheek. You were halfway there because of how attracted we are to each other and because of how incredible it feels when we do fuck. Pupils dilated, her eyes soften as she sinks into my mattress, and I soak up every bit of the aftermath in her expression.
That's how it feels for you? Incredible?
Yeah, it does. I admit, which is why my dick hates me for the moment. The words are starting to come a lot easier, and worse, starting to flow out of me, unchecked. The sound of the trimmer cutting off signals that time is up as I pull the top of her bikini back into place.
Dom, that was seriously the hottest thing ever, and don't take this the wrong way, but I'm still aching for you.
That's not going away anytime soon, for either of us. Her answering smile serves as a battering ram in my chest. Lifting her to stand, I turn her toward my door and slap her ass hard enough for it to sting.
Ouch.
She glances back, palming and rubbing her ass to soothe the reddened skin.
That stung.
Good. And just so you know, the next time you come into my room on a day that doesn't belong to me, you're getting fucked with extreme prejudice. Oh, and hi. 26. Grabbing the alternator, I pull out my towel and wipe away the debris from the reconstructed part before setting it in place. Tyler works silently next to me, lately more of an apparition than a roommate, only haunting our townhouse to collect bare necessities. It's obvious he's keeping secrets of his own. After spotting his truck driving through our old neighborhood when I dropped Delphine off after her last chemo appointment, I have a good idea about one of his choice haunts. My wrist smarts, and just as I start to tighten it in, a rumble sounds in the distance. Ears perking up, my pulse follows as a breeze sweeps through my open bay door, cooling my sweat-slicked skin. There's been no exchange of numbers or a promise for a call I wouldn't make. Cecilia left my bedroom that day with nothing more than a warning from me and an opt-in for her invitation, weather permitting, as it does now with a deafening lightning crack. An unsettling feeling snakes its way in as I wonder in what fucking universe this could possibly work, especially with my existing bedside manner and refusal to treat the situation differently. The rattling echo off the bay doors a second later has me losing partial grip on my wrench, which noisily clangs against the engine. Cursing, I manage to grip it before it hits the garage floor. Have you ever had a girlfriend? I gave her some bullshit, but the honest answer is no, and I have no intention of breaking that winning streak. Even so, since the day of our last encounter, I haven't gone a few hours without thinking of her, and it's done nothing but grate on me. I chalk it up to sexual frustration. Between that, the infuriating idol of my club, the festering friction with my brother and Sean, not to mention the sick fucks I continually keep tabs on, it's safe to say I'm close to reaching my limit. Exasperated, I try to focus again when the wrench slips from my hand, clattering to the garage floor. Retrieving it and determined to dismiss the idea that this state is perpetual, I glance over to see Tyler observing me like a fucking zoo animal from where he works a bay over. Another lengthy bout of thunder filters through the shop as the next icy breeze brings the unmistakable patter of rain. Bristling under Tyler's steady attention, I glare over at him. What? Tell me where you're at, Dom, he prompts in a coaxing tone. Give me that much. You know where I'm at, I grit out, tightening the first bolt. I'm caged until the one with the key unlocks the door. I secure another, my wrist giving me hell. Any word from Miami? France has birds on watch. Rain begins to pour as I glance at an accumulating puddle just outside the concrete lip of the bay. As much good as that's going to do. There will come a time, so I hear, I cut in dryly. I'm over it, Tyler. I'm being a good, level-headed little bird. There will, Dom. Sorry if I don't believe you or anyone else wearing the same ink right now. I get that things feel off, he offers. That's just your roundabout way of saying I'm off. I zero in on him. You think I don't see the way you all look at me, like I'm some bouncing live wire you're all afraid to get close to? I shake my head in disgust. If I am, it's because I'm filled to the fucking brim with a need to act, to expose the truth. Something we once had in common and had issues getting others to believe until proven. What's incredible to me is that lately I've been put in the position to defend myself to my fucking own. I shake my head. You would think at least one of you would understand my struggle, but it seems like everyone around is so locked up in their own fucking lives, their own shit, so afraid I'll upset the balance when upsetting the balance is the reason we fucking soldiered up in the first place. We are moving, he reminds me. At a snail's pace, I scoff. It's like everyone forgot they were once angry too. So angry they altered their entire life path to take action, and what are we doing? I toss my wrench and my toolbox in disgust as the little girl's screams in the latest video amplify, the noise crashing back into me in a breath-stealing rush. I'll never outlive the image of her surrounded by monsters, defenseless, alone, and begging for help that didn't come. Turning on him, I feel the anger start to simmer just beneath my skin. This isn't supposed to be about us. If we give in to caring about only what we get out of this, we're no better than the people we're targeting. I get that. I do, he assures. Yeah? I snap my head up. So tell me, brother, where do you go at night? Because it can't all be about the fucking club. He swallows. It's not. Not always. That's what I thought. I'm still mad, Dom. I've also laid witness to shit that no human should ever see. The difference between us is that I can temper it a little better. But you continually seem to forget I've sacrificed a lot to start this fight with you. Don't write me off so fucking easily. It's insulting. Sighing, I keep his stare and get a really good look at him for the first time in weeks. His posture is fatigued, The circles under his own eyes are darkening by the day like my own. I am thankful for you, man, but it's stagnant water we're floating in, and it's... I groan and run my hands through my sweat-soaked hair in frustration. We have to trust that France knows what he's doing. What if he's just as lost as we are? I ask, the thought terrifying. Don't you find it pretty disconcerting that he chose now to search for his birth father? Seems like some sort of existential shit to me, and it couldn't be worse timing. He's wondering why it's been so hard to get a hold of you the last few days. Yeah, well, he can keep wondering because he's been ignoring me for his own selfish shit since he left. So it's not this thing with Cecilia? I shake my head. That's temporary. Everyone knows that, including Sean, so ignorance is bliss, right? Maybe I'll fuck around with that mindset for a while. Shoulders slumping, I shake my head. Doesn't matter. Things are changing, and apparently so are we, and nothing about any of this feels right. I believe you, Dom. You don't have to convince me of anything, and no matter how much shit changes or how much we change, I'm not going anywhere, okay? He's only a foot away now, his back to the open bay as rain starts to pour behind him. I nod in reply, a slight bit of tension easing off my shoulders. And you're right. He's being selfish with his quest, and the timing is questionable, but considering how long he's been at this without us, he deserves it. Hell, with what we're undertaking with no end in sight, maybe we deserve to indulge in a little escape if we can manage to find it. My reply dies on my tongue when I spot Cecilia over his shoulder, standing outside of the bay in a solid white sundress, lust-glazed blues rolling over my profile. Static instantly lights my veins, along with a sweep of relief as I exhale the breath I hadn't realized I was holding. Yeah, I whisper hoarsely, unable to rip my gaze away as Tyler follows my focus. Maybe we should. The next roll of thunder has nothing on the roar in my chest as thin cotton clings to my midday mirage, who's rapidly becoming soaked while charged seconds pass between us. A puff of temperature-invoked smoke billows from her heaving chest as her soaked dress outlines her erect nipples and every curve. I no longer have to wonder about the how, because it's crystal clear she's here to collect. She came for me. 27. I'll find somewhere else to be, Tyler muses, turning to stalk out as Cecilia sets into motion, passing him without so much as a glance. The slam of the bay door behind him leaves us cloaked in dim light as we collide. The impact is like a much-needed shot that rapidly seeps into my bloodstream. Sweet fucking relief. Her moan vibrates my tongue as she surrounds me entirely, her scent, her skin, and her noises. My entire body is alight with need, my cock already fully hard, strains to get to her through my zipper. Kissing her back just as feverishly, I lift her to straddle me, and she molds around me as if it's natural. It feels that way, and has since our first kiss on that float. When we finally part, she looks up at me, pupils blown with desire.
Please don't stop, Dom. I need you.
Stunned by her easy admission, I prop her on the hood to relieve my screaming wrist and run my hands over her soaked arms as her eyes search mine. Cold?
No.
She murmurs, grinding her center along my cock. It's been one too many fucking days without rain. Without her.
Dom.
She pleads for relief, as if I'm the only one capable of giving it to her. Right now, in her eyes and her touch, she makes me feel like I am. God knows she's quickly becoming the only thing I want more than vengeance. I can't have that yet, but I can have her. My blissful ignorance. So, for now, I'll get lost in the oblivion she offers because I need her too, if only for the peace she brings with her. I might be horrible at this, but she's got a way of making me feel like an expert. She stares up at me expectantly as scenarios race through my mind of how the next few minutes might play out if I get greedy and take my salvation here and now. The thought of interruption likely, I reluctantly set her to her feet. Her hands continue to roam, plucking at my clothes, running along my abs as she lifts to press hot kisses to my neck. Unable to help my chuckle, I pull away and she glowers at me. Give me a minute. She stares back at me, exasperated.
Seriously?
Be right back. Stalking into the lobby, I pull my cell from the safe and dial the number, thankful when it's answered on the first ring. Hey, Cindy, need a favor. I glance over at Cecilia, who's running her hands up and down her arms, and narrow my eyes. Little liar. She is cold. 20 minutes? Leave me a little something. Thanks, Cindy. I owe you. Walking back into the garage, I drink her in, hair soaked, tan skin glistening even with the lack of light. She stares back at me, just as greedily but seemingly lost. After securing the bay, I take her hand and lead her out of the garage as I lock up before tucking her into my passenger seat. Firing up my Camaro, I crank up the heat and turn onto the main road as rain floods the windshield. Flicking up my blades to clear it, I shift gears, leaving my hand on the gear shift. Instinctively, Cecilia covers my idle hand and I pull it out of reach. Glancing over, I see the sting of rejection as my cock dismisses it and speaks on my behalf, snapping out my first order. Lift your dress. She does, and I freeze when I see a thin strip of cobalt blue. Fuck me. Show me what I've been missing, Cecilia. She goes to pull her panties down, and I jerk my chin and bark, no, leave them on. Retribution is in order for the number of fucking scenarios I've drummed up starring those panties. Pull them to the side and spread your pussy with your fingers. I snap as I give the car a little gas. Show me. Head tilted back, she stares over at me, eyes hooding as she gives me a glimpse of heaven. Wider, I bite out, on the verge of parking any fucking where close to get inside her. She does my bidding, and I don't get my fill when forced to snap my focus back to the road. Dip your fingers in and give me a taste. When she starts to lift glistening fingers in my peripheral, I snatch them into my mouth, sucking and savoring her taste, determined to drown in it. Her answering moan echoes through the cabin, whispering straight to my cock, which jerks in response. Doing everything I can not to drive recklessly, I release her fingers with a pop, while mentally clearing my calendar, replacing everything on my to-do list with eating her until my lips and tongue are saturated by her. Heartbeat thundering, I ease up on the gas, forced to slow around every curve as we head up the mountain, every stretch of mile agonizing. Allowing myself one more glance over, I witness a drop of water land and run down her exposed thigh and decide to replace it with the cum leaking from the tip of my dick. When we finally reach the open gate, I race into the right turn, and she misses the sign, prompting me with her question.
Where are we?
She asks, glancing around. Alone? Which is all that fucking matters. I don't want an audience anywhere near us, whether it be a wall or a fucking bay door. As much as it turns Sean on at times, voyeurism isn't really my thing. She made it clear the night of the meetup, it's not for her either. On that, we're straight. Privacy is a necessity because I want her to be as vocal as she was our first day alone together. Wipers sliding the rain from view, I hear the mud and gravel collect on my tires as they grip enough road to get us past endless rows of ripe green vines to the left and right of us. Stopping just outside of the wine cellar carved into the mountain cliff, I exit and round the car. Pulling her out of the passenger seat and straight into me, I crush her lips in a bruising kiss. Trailing my fingers between her thighs, I nudge her panties to the side. Thrusting two fingers up to the knuckles, I squeeze her pussy lips between my thumb, ring, and pinky. Using the grip, I cradle them around my swirling digits to ready her. She breaks our kiss with her pleasured cry, parted lips against mine. Recapturing her mouth, I swallow her noise down in an attempt to partially satiate the beast. Rain batters us both outside my passenger door as lightning cracks, the storm feeling like more of a result of us than nature's permission. Every drop of rain that falls unleashes me. Feral with hunger, I walk her into the open cellar, clicking on the light. Just feet inside the open door sits the edge of a 20-foot table littered with scattered flowers, jars, and floral supplies, no doubt abandoned after I called. Uninterested in our surroundings, Cecilia's hands snake beneath my t-shirt, fingers tracing my abs as she sucks the rein from my neck, using her free hand to grip my cock.
Tom.
She breathes as she drags her teeth along my skin, raking her nails down my chest. Inhaling a breath of patience, I swipe one of Cindy's offerings from the top of a nearby barrel and unscrew the top with my teeth while palming Cecilia toward the edge of the table. Pull your dress around your hips. She complies, the material cinched at her waist before I press her flat to the surface. Eyes shimmering with anticipation, she gapes up at me as I blaze my own trail down her body. Flattening my hand on the table next to her head, I hover a beat before doling out my next order. Open. Taking a swig of the wine as she parts her perfect lips, I dip and funnel the wine from my mouth into hers, the hmm in her throat fueling me. Pulling down the soft material at her shoulder to free her nipple, I flick my tongue against it as she clutches my head. Armed with another mouthful of red, I draw her nipple into the mix and she arches against me. Pulling it in deeper, I suck hard, a reminder of our last time together. I'm satisfied she needs none as her beg drifts into my ear.
Tom, please, please.
Ensuring her thirst remains, as do her cravings, I splash some wine over her nipple before sucking it in. The spillage runs along her flawless skin, ruining the collar of her dress. Pouring more, I make my way down her torso, laving every trail I can catch with my tongue before stopping to lap at the shallow pool gathered in her belly button. Her eyes follow when I hit my knees, drag her to the edge, and push her thighs apart. Tipping the bottle, I free pour over the thin cobalt strip covering her pussy before sucking the whole of it into my mouth. Through the silky material, I tease her clit with fast flicks of my tongue. She begins to buck, needing more focused attention for release, but I deny her, opting to feel that explosion on my cock. Taking my time, I watch her writhe. I bring her to the edge as she does my bidding, my name tumbling from her lips half a dozen times. The sound of it pulls me further into our present cocoon. The only goddamn place I want to be. Ensnared by her melodic moans, she sweeps me up into a blue undertow as I set the bottle on the nearby barrel, freeing both hands to touch her.
Dom, I need you. Now.
Feeling is mutual. The hard concrete is unforgiving at my knees, and I know the table can't be comfortable, but I can't spare a fuck to give. Hooking her panties with my fingers, I tug them down her legs before snapping to stand, bringing her with me and lifting the ruined dress over her head. When I toss my shirt aside, she grabs my injured wrist and gazes up at me while placing reverent kisses along it. Her expression and the act convey just how much she cares as the crack she formed in my chest widens a little further. Words fail me as she continues to gaze up at me, completely bare, trust in her stare. In that moment, I want to warn her not to so freely give things I haven't earned and don't deserve. My heartbeat shifts, pounding in a remorseful rhythm as everything stops in those few seconds, and she stares up at me with faith in her eyes. I'm deceiving her. Brows drawing, she palms my jaw, trying her best to read the reason for my hesitation, but lust and hunger win. Turning her to face the table, I rip my wallet from my pants and press her flat to the surface. Tearing the package with my teeth, I lift her knee to rest on the edge. After plucking the condom free, I press my fingers inside her, twisting them along her G-spot and beckoning.
Fuck, please.
She rasps out in a prayer for me to speed up as I keep at my task, feeling the telltale swell at the pads of my fingers before I'm satisfied. Withdrawing them, it's the vision of her glistening pussy that fucking undoes me. Unfastening my jeans, I pull out my dick and secure the condom on the tip as her back rises and falls. The vision of her spread and ready force the words out. You're so goddamn perfect, Cecilia. I confess before bending to bite down on her shoulder, cheek flat against the table. I feed her my fingers and she sucks them eagerly. Though I could ready her all day, the lust overrides me to the point that I'm still rolling on the condom when I thrust into her. The surge of pleasure as I press into her has me roaring, fuck. Covering her back with my chest and pinning her crooked knee with my own, I flatten her hands to the table with mine and start furiously pumping into her. Pleasure sieges me as mules leave her with every thrust. The table rattles as I piston into her, flowers falling off the sides as a few jars crash onto the concrete. After a few rough strokes, I pull back to my feet, watching my cock and her stretch around it as she desperately tries to hold on. Feeling her start to succumb, I snake an arm around her waist to lock her to me. She starts to shudder as I pick up even more speed. Give it up. Within a few targeted thrusts, she's shuddering beneath me, ragged intakes of breath interrupting her moan as her leg buckles. Gripping her hips as she crumbles, I secure her waist with my other arm and use both to lift her from the ground as I thrust her through the orgasm. She goes limp as it subsides, and my wrist starts to fail as I set her down. I gently turn her on her back and soak in the look of her. Her hair is tangled, lips swollen, perfect tits beaded, chest heaving, and her eyes are clouded with release. The roar intensifies as I lift her heels to rest at the edge of the table. Gripping her hips, I slowly drag her down the surface and onto my waiting dick, watching as, inch by inch, it disappears into her wet heat. Her breath hitches at the invasion, and I pause a beat, allowing her time to acclimate.
Don't you dare fucking stop.
It's all I need as I thrust into her like it'll be the last time, and chances are it will be. Pleasure coils at my spine as she gapes up at me, her eyes rolling up before they close. Open. Thrust, thrust, thrust. Them. They pop open as I bat away every bit of reasoning that threatens to break through the sensations bouncing between us, pressing past, deep, past her limits and mine. Palming her thigh up to go deeper, I feel the same inevitable click I felt on that float, which goes past physical. Just as I start to drown in the sensation, she reaches up and palms my jaw, demanding acknowledgement. That I do give her, slowing for long, tense seconds. I don't hide it from her, but I don't voice it either. A beat later, I'm released. Feeling crazed, I rocket inside her as her hands roam over my chest and arms until she grips the side of the table. Seeming just as lust-driven, she matches my thrusts with the lift of her hips as the feeling bouncing between us intensifies tenfold. If this is what passion feels like, it's too fucking good to ignore. It's then I'm made aware there's no difference between fucking and making love, not with a connection this strong. I can make it as filthy as I want, but it won't lessen the effect. It's my last thought as she tightens around me, gripping me so hard as she comes, I succumb. And fall, back into the state where nothing but the feel of us matters. Like last time, I'm not scattered, but present. With her. Just as high, just as oblivious, just as blissed out. As lost as I feel and have felt, she continues to find me and bring me back. A gift from her, one I won't ever deserve. Partially collapsing on her, the exhale of her name sounds like sandpaper as she strokes my slick back, whispering sentiment I can't return.
I missed you.
But the eyes are blind. One must look with the heart. Le Petit Prince, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. 28.
So, this is a thing?
Cecilia drawls, voice hoarse, fatigued.
You have access to businesses all over town.
If we help fatten their bottom line, we do. I whisper to her temple, running the pads of my fingers along her back. Her wine-soaked dress sits in a heap on the floor, as do my clothes, our collective focus on the expanse of leafy vines trailing up the slope of the mountain. Cheek pressed against my chest, she straddles me on one of two built-in benches lining each wall of the cellar. Mere seconds after we came to from our first round, a drawn-out kiss led to a deep, slow ride on the bench. one we're still coming down from.
It's so beautiful here,
she whispers dreamily, fully relaxed. I can't say I'm not feeling the same sort of lull, my posture just as lax as I draw lazy circles on her skin. Wine's good. I glance at the barrel where an unopened bottle sits next to the breathing one I doused her with. Want some more?
I'm not really a wine drinker, but I'll have some if you will.
I'm not really a drinker, I shrug. A few beers here and there. A beat of silence.
Because of Delphine?
It's not a stupid question, and for the most part, she's on point. Some of it, mostly because I need to keep my wits about me.
In case of bird business,
she concludes, tracing my ink. Another stroke of my fingers down her bare back elicits a full body shiver. Satisfaction thrums through me at how responsive she is to my every touch. We're both a mess, hair picked through, sweat slicked and sticky. I can't manage a fuck to give that we're naked and could be easily exposed to anyone who might pull up. One day in the near future, we will be, and all hell will break loose. Sean continues to play ignorant that day is coming, while I know what repercussions that revelation will bring. It's the thought of cutting her loose now to help mitigate that disaster that has me tensing.
Am I right?
Lifting her head, she frowns when she sees my mood has shifted. She fails to smooth out my drawn brows with her fingers, and I swat her effort away.
Such a moody man,
she says in jest. That truth stings because it's all I've dealt with lately from those in my inner circle, Sean especially, who's currently keeping his distance in a way he never has. Sensing my irritation, she shifts from my lap onto the vacant bench beside me.
Dom, I was joking.
Up in arms, she reaches for what's left of her dress as I snap off the condom before grabbing my boxers and pulling them on. No, you weren't. It's the fucking truth. I can't seem to handle my shit anymore, my temper becoming impossible to regulate, especially when my mind drifts to the repulsive horrors I've been continually feeding it. Not bothering to gauge her lack of response, I grab the half-empty bottle from the decorative barrel and walk it over to Cecilia as she covers herself as much as possible, now on the defensive. Way to go, asshole. I fucked up the mood, as I so often do. This is where shit gets tricky. There's no quick parting after sex with Cecilia. It's not how she's built, and it's not like I want to end our time together, but this is unfamiliar territory, fucking light years from my comfort zone. Taking a long swig from the bottle with that truth in mind, she gapes at me.
For someone who just declared you don't drink much, you pretty much downed a quarter of the bottle.
We have another. I thrust it toward her with brute force, and she takes it cautiously. Pulling on my jeans, I push into my boots before making my way to the passenger side of my Camaro. Slackening rain pelts my skin as I collect my stash from my small fireproof box. The interior of the cabin lights up, and I glance up to see the sun peeking from the clouds before scanning the soaked grounds of the abandoned winery. Thinking on my toes about how to try to turn things around, I turn my key and tap a song on my playlist. Bob Marley's Three Little Birds rings out, echoing across the mountaintop. Glancing back toward the cellar, I catch Cecilia smiling at me. She's already forgiven me. One of her gorgeous legs is propped on the bench, her bare foot resting on the edge, our wine bottle unceremoniously clutched to her chest. She's the picture of serenity. So goddamn beautiful. Returning her grin, I stalk back into the cellar, taking a seat at the end of the table to roll.
This really is a dream, Dom.
She swigs from the bottle, and I glance over to see her inhaling deeply.
Thank you for bringing me here.
I wanted to be alone, I assert, knowing it dampens some of the romanticism for her, but it's important she doesn't get the wrong impression. Picking through loose bud, I hear another swish of wine as it eases to the bottom of the bottle.
Wine drinker or not, this is delicious.
She scans the label.
Point Lookout. That's where we are?
Yeah. The guy who owns it is a relative of Tyler's. He attended West Point.
He really was bred from a loyal military family, huh?
All of them. Every single one. Except Tyler's mom.
I'm guessing from your tone that's not good.
Not for Tyler's mom, I confess, tucking the weed into the ready paper.
How so?
I shake my head, catching myself. Not my shit to tell.
More secrets.
Yeah, so keep that shit to yourself, I snap, a little too harshly. Jesus fuck, Dom. She takes another drink, eyes flaring before they soften as she lowers the bottle.
Want to talk about it?
Consider never my standard answer for that question. I swipe away debris from the table.
I'll try to keep that in mind.
She rolls her eyes. As much as I like sparring with her, it feels off now, considering what just transpired between us physically. I'll never get this right. Soaking the closed joint between my lips, I feel the familiar weight on my profile.
I'll never get tired of watching you do that. It's sexy as hell.
There it is again. The discomfort. Though I can't really fault her because we both speak bluntly, Cecilia's bold truths provoke a raw type of honest response that pry into me. Keeping to my task, I catch another involuntary full-body shiver in my peripheral. She's still cold. Tucking my blunt behind my ear, I snatch the unopened bottle in one hand and hold out my other, nodding toward the wine she holds. Cap that. Let's go.
Already?
She deflates, eyes dropping while taking my hand and reluctantly standing. Back in the car, feeling her disappointment from where she shivers next to me, I make a fast decision and turn right, treading slowly up the paved, steep, inclined road that leads to the top of the mountain. The main tasting room and reception hall to our left, Cecilia audibly gasps when she sees what's waiting on the right as it gradually comes into view.
Tom, oh my God, this is... wow.
Transfixed, she exits the car in a dreamlike state, and I grin and follow. I pass a handful of tables to join her where she sits on the waist-high rock wall lining the cliff. Before us is an endless view of the peaks and valleys of the Blue Ridge Mountains. We spend a few minutes in comfortable silence. It's when I light my blunt that she rips her gaze away, glancing over.
So that's your only true vice?
She nods to the joint.
Besides breakfast.
Don't drink too much, I warn. Red wine has a way of sneaking up on you.
I am feeling a little tingly.
I don't fuck the unconscious.
Wow.
Her eyes widen in mock surprise.
Such a gentleman.
She muses before grabbing another eyeful of the landscape.
You know, for a guy who thinks romance is a gimmick, this is pretty incredible.
Not a gimmick, just not...
something that interests you. Yeah, yeah, heard you loud and clear the first time. At least we're past the fuck you eyes and grunting stage.
She jests as I give her a warning look.
Oh, nope. Seems we've regressed.
Unable to help it, I shake my head with a grin.
Ah, and progress in the next second. It's a tango with you, King, but I'm guessing you don't dance either.
Offering her the blunt, she refuses it, and I take a long pull, answering on exhale. You guessed right. She turns back to the stunning view spread before us.
Yeah. Nothing romantic about this at all. This must be killing you, Mr. Gloom and Doom.
Instead of snapping at her that this wasn't intentional, I let it go. Even if I think romantic love is mostly a chemically induced state, she believes in it. There's no need for me to be a dick about it or try to ruin her idea of it. Sean can give her all she needs in that department. I'm glad in that respect because she deserves to believe for as long as she can. Life has a way of ripping our ideas and hopes about the things that matter most to us to shreds. We sit quietly for long minutes as I tug on my blunt. Fortune has a good fucking laugh at my expense when, in the distance, a solid rainbow appears. Cutting her eyes my way, Cecilia presses her lips together until she loses her battle, bursting into a fit of hysterical laughter.
Talk about an epic backfire. Poor baby. This must be torturous for you.
Shut up.
Just waiting on a unicorn to do a flyby and drop a crown in my lap. Considering I've already snagged a temperamental prince who rides a dark horse.
She nods back toward my Camaro. Hilarious, I quip, pulling the last of my joint and stomping it under my boot before glancing back at the rainbow. They're actually pretty common around here,
Aww.
I tell her, just as another faded duplicate appears behind it, both beginning and ending in a high arch over the expansive neon green terrain.
Holy shit. So I'm guessing this is common too?
Stunned by the sight of it, I can't remember the last time I saw a rainbow, let alone bothered looking for one. Music drifts from my speakers as I immerse myself in the created atmosphere, intentional or not, while a light buzz settles into me. Tension easing up substantially, mind slowing as I remain present, I somehow manage to slip back into a scarce, tranquil state along with her. Turning to Cecilia, I watch her watching the show, her expression wistful. Maybe it's the wine and the bud, or maybe it's her, but I can't rip my eyes away. I've never been so attracted to a woman in my life. Whoosh, whoosh. Sensing my stare, Cecilia slowly turns to me, her smile fading when I cup the back of her head and pull her close. The ever-present buzz increases as I sweep my tongue along her lower lip, capturing a droplet of lingering wine on the corner before pulling away, our lips brushing. Whoosh, whoosh. Whoosh, whoosh. Feeding from the charged current continually humming between us, she stares back at me, equally as ensnared. Fuck it. The kiss starts deep, going past what I went in for, lasting for long, blissful seconds, maybe more, as she clutches me to her. It's when my chest rattles in awareness that I break the kiss abruptly and stand. Let's go take a shower. Her eyes light as she reads the meaning between the words, that our time together isn't over as far as I'm concerned. Not even close. And I'm right, because it rains for the next 2 days. You become responsible, forever, for what you have tamed. Le Petit Prince, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. 29. Sean and I stand on opposite ends of the island, sipping morning brew, debating the news as if the stalemate we've been in since the meetup doesn't exist. Though it's still apparent, the glimmer in his eyes is back, and it's no big mystery who put it there. Just as I think it, the source catches both of our attention as she halts all movement at the landing of the stairs. Fresh from Sean's shower, she idles in black boy shorts and a form-fitting tank, her expression that of a deer caught in two sets of headlights. To be fair to her, this is the first morning she's been alone with the two of us since this started. Sean glances toward me, a brow lifted in amusement, before making his first attempt to lure her toward us. Hey, Pop, have a good shower? She slowly nods, her eyes darting to me and back to Sean. Coffee? Sean asks in another effort to lure her down. She nods again and slowly makes her way to us as if we're a problem she's trying to solve. Grabbing a mug from the cabinet, I place it on the island between our steaming mugs and pour. The second she's within reach, Sean pulls her into him, his whisper easy to catch. It's cool, baby. We're not going to bite. He kisses her cheek. You smell so fucking good. She whispers something back as I scan her, her hair twisted and secured on the top of her head, her slender, delicate neck flushed red with embarrassment, shame, or both. I'm going to go grab a quick one, Sean croons in a soothing tone as Brandy trots into the kitchen, nails ticking on the tiles. Want to go get some breakfast after?
Sure.
She says, eyeing me briefly as I pour Brandy's breakfast into her bowl. Be right back. Sean gives her a slow wink before heading upstairs. Cecilia eyes me pensively where she stands at the fridge, grabbing the milk and heading toward the island. Hi, I whisper, discarding the bag, unable to hold my smile as she cuts her eyes at me, the asshole clear in them. Moving to join her, I trail my gaze down the length of her. When are you going to make peace with it? I ask as I approach, my breath hitting her nape as she uncaps the milk. Her lips lift in a tight smile.
I have no clue. It's just different.
Yeah? I run my thumb down the slope of her delicate neck. Did he fuck you last night?
Dom.
She exhales a harsh breath of surprise. Did he make you come?
I'm not answering that.
She expels with a shake. Rapid breaths leave her as I pull out her hair tie, and it falls limp along her shoulders. The scent of shampoo hits me as I flex my fingers through the bottom, loving the silky, cold feel between my fingers. Can he make your pussy sing like I do? The need to mark her builds as I envision her stretch around me. Did he press your beautiful face to the mattress and bite your neck? It's not a scenario, but a memory of the last time I took her. Suck your nipple purple and thrust in so deep that you went into subspace, flooding his cock and sheets.
Jesus Christ, Dom.
She scolds in alarm, her neck and profile flushing red, stopping her milk pour just in time to keep her mug from overflowing. Running my fingers through the damp hair at her neck, I catch the brief close of her eyes and the glimmer of blue fire when they reopen and focus on me. Her choppy exhales increase as the sight of our last day together replays so vividly, and my blood starts to heat. Because of my attraction to Cecilia, my sexual imagination has gone into overdrive. She's been more than a willing volunteer for every experiment, not one of them going awry. I've tormented her with hours of foreplay, edging her, watching her beg, only to come back asking for more. Nothing vanilla about it. I don't consider myself a man of kink, but a man with a sexual appetite who flirts on the edge of it. She flirts right back with me, and it pays off for us every fucking time. Grazing my hard length across her back, I sweep her hair out of the way of my focal point, her nape, before pressing my lips below her hairline.
Tom, I'm...
Sean can speak for himself about the biting. I taunt before sinking my teeth into the back of her neck. A moan escapes her as I graze the skin I made raw while snaking my arms around her.
You're breaking the rules.
She mules in weak protest. Can't really hold that against me since it's my fucking profession. I remind her, fanning the pads of my splayed fingers as I palm her chest, running them over her taut nipples.
Dom, we can't.
We aren't. I say, trailing my nose along her exposed shoulder. I am, because I've got home field advantage. He should know better by now than to leave you alone in a room with me. Ever.
It's not that I don't want to.
I bite my lips to hold my chuckle in. She's still easing into polyamory, and being the motherfucker I am, I'm not making it any easier on her. She chose this, we all chose this, and not one of us is complaining, especially her. So terrified that if I pulled down your little boy shorts, I cup her pussy through them, your boyfriend will find me hammering into you. I squeeze it again for emphasis. But do you really know what he would do?
No.
She says breathlessly as I bite along her shoulder, marking her for him to see. Maybe he'd punish you, but you know you would like it, because you like mine, don't you, pup? I hiss, feeling no guilt for this stolen time because Sean hasn't exactly been all hands off either. I've caught him once or twice stealing moments alone with her when he can, but neither of us has fully crossed the line or the boundaries she created. It's nothing I begrudge him for, and vice versa. Because of those boundaries, the situation has been easier to navigate. The hookups in the past were always planned, taking place outside our homes, and never had any impact on our club. This dynamic is entirely different from the others. Those were clearly temporary, and though this one remains in the same category, it's the three of us who are collectively and purposely drawing the expiration date out, me included because I can't get enough of her. But even as I see an eventual end to this, I don't deny that it runs deeper because Sean is already attached, and I'm drawn to her in a way I can't ignore. Running a palm along the material of her stomach, I dip my fingers into her shorts, and she grips my hand to stop it.
I'm on my period.
Your clit doesn't give a fuck, so why should I? Slipping my fingers in just enough to massage her through her panties, I demonstrate how much of a fuck I don't have to give. Starting with the slow rotation of my pointer, her head falls back to rest on my chest.
God, you're such a bastard.
She rasps out as she starts to shake in my hold, where I have her pinned between me, my fingers, and the island. Not denying that. Ask me to make you come. I order as she begins to move her hips, bucking into my touch. Ask me, Cecilia.
Make me come.
She concedes, turning her head in invitation for a kiss I don't take, a kiss I refuse to give her because that will only trigger me in wanting more. Our kisses have a way of igniting us past the point of return, a state of arousal I have no desire to be in if I can't act on it. That sounded more like an order. I nipped the shell of her ear. Not a request.
Tom, please.
She whispers, and I know it's because she wants that connection. Ignoring her plea, I add a finger, massaging her in slow circles, her body jerking slightly as she chases the high. Breathless, she turns her head again, tilting her chin up, her lips so close she's able to brush them against mine. Don't, I grit out, my control on the brink of snapping.
Kiss me.
She rasps out, voice hoarse. No, I snap, my needs starting to take over as her shoulders shudder and her clit beats against my fingers, body molded to mine. I physically feel it when her orgasm starts to crest. She grips the back of my head, riding my fingers frantically as she chases the wave. Pressing my cock into her back through the thin fabric of my shorts, I decide exactly how to push her over. Next time I fuck you, I'm going to get you so wet that when I press your face against my mattress and spread you, you'll already be dripping onto your thighs.
Fuck, Tom.
She pants as she pulls the hair at the back of my neck so hard my cock jerks. Give it up, I order as she tips over, shuddering against me until she's depleted and sagging. Keeping her tightly to me as she comes down, I whisper words that spring up and fly out unchecked. You're the most beautiful woman I've ever laid eyes on, Cecilia, especially when you come apart from me. Releasing her to grab my coffee, she turns suddenly. I'm only able to see her narrowed blues before she pushes me back against the island, firmly grips the back of my neck, and crushes our mouths together. Tensing, I open to object, Cece. Taking advantage, she thrusts an insistent tongue into my mouth, and instant need sieges me. One fucking second, is all it takes to sweep me in, to match the violent thrust of her tongue, which I do, lick for lick. Losing myself in the kiss, she keeps me locked to her and hostage. Her moans drive me fucking insane as she slips her hand into my shorts, gripping my dick hard and pumping eagerly. Running her thumb over the head, she hums in satisfaction when I groan into her mouth. She releases my cock briefly, lowering her hand to sink her nails into my thigh. My legs damn near buckle as she forces me further back, pinning me to the counter while at her mercy. God damn. My bearable flicker is now stoked to white-hot flame. I grip her arms in an attempt to break free as she presses all her weight against me, digging her claws further into my skin, knowing what it does to me. She maintains control of my mouth, feeding and fueling me until I'm in a frenzy, ready to fuck whatever she'll allow me before she abruptly pulls away. A smirk grows on her lips as she eyes the state of me. Seeming satisfied, she turns and dumps 2 spoons of sugar into her coffee and stirs. Turning back to me with one arm crossed over her torso, she takes a sip and scans me where I stand frozen, hard as a nail, and fucking furious. Psychologically, I'm on my knees. Physically, I could fuck a brick wall.
I'm assuming you're halfway there.
She lifts a finger and taps my temple twice.
Because you know just how good it feels when we do fuck. So?
She pushes off the counter and glances back at me, swaggering toward the staircase.
You can finish yourself off. Oh, and hi. Why did you hate me?
Who says I don't hate you? Groaning, I glance over at the small digital clock on my nightstand as the conversation from our first day together replays on a loop. Blinking after catching sight of the blurry digital hour, I run my hand down my jaw with a groan. Cecilia's murmurs circulate through my restless mind for the umpteenth time since she left me in that kitchen after turning the tables, leaving me wanting more, needing more. Closing my eyes, I'm struck by the ingrained image of trailing my palm along her spine and over the curve of her perfect ass, along with the echo of the blunt truth she battered me with on rainy day one.
You stare at me all the time, too.
I've managed to dodge those intimate conversations since our first day, but it continues to taunt me anyway, invading me like she has since she drove into Triple Falls. This morning she called my bluff, and as she walked away, I knew that she'd been placating me. More than that, playing me by allowing me to think I have the upper hand. She knows exactly what power she holds and has been feigning innocent. At my keyboard tonight, I found myself zoning out with thoughts of her, of ways to try and keep her entertained in my box. Those thoughts eventually wandered to the various ways I want to fuck her. I fisted my dick twice to expel the pent-up need to no avail, which left me simmering. Catching another whiff of her scent, I turned my head, inhaling deeply before pulling away and glaring at the source of my agitation. Gripping the pillow, I pull it to me and inhale, identifying the culprit for my unease. Smell evokes memory, which then helps to trigger all the other senses. Dropping the pillow like it's on fire, I realize it's her addictive aroma that's provoked every torturous minute of the last 9 fucking hours. Lifting my bedsheet to sniff, I catch another strong whiff of her. She's everywhere. In my head, in my sheets, even my libido is starting to play Fido. Fuck this. Springing to my knees, I grip the fitted sheet and tug hard. The ends snap off the corners before I toss every pillow in the center of it, wrapping them up and fisting the bundle like a sack over my shoulder. Dragging it behind me downstairs, I hit the landing as another hint of her engulfs me, and I toss them to the foot of the stairs like they're on fire. Marching toward the kitchen, I'm stopped short by 2 pairs of curious eyes. Tyler stands frozen on the other side of the island, coffee mug halfway to his mouth. Sean is across from him, at the stove, spatula in his hand. Stalking past them into the kitchen, I snatch a trash bag from underneath the sink. "Morning, buddy," Sean says, his voice full of mirth. "Have an accident? Don't worry, it happens to the best of us." Glancing up as I stuff my bedding into the bag, I see Tyler biting his lips to keep from laughing as I glare between the two of them. "You do know," Sean drawls, lazily cutting through his eggs with the spatula to scramble them. "You can wash the pillowcases, right? No need to toss the pillows, too." "Fuck you," I snap, tying the trash bag before heading up the stairs. Laughter erupts out of both of them as I grip the rail and take them 2 at a time. "He's so fucked," Tyler sounds through a chuckle. "I swear to God, he was listening to Casey and JoJo last night when I popped into his room." "It was on the radio, you dick," I defend, stalking toward my bedroom. I may have found the song in my cloud and replayed it once or twice. "Doesn't surprise me," Sean coos up at me in taunt. "The meaner they are, the harder they fall." "Don't confuse your entrapment with me," I boom, taking the last few strides to my room and snapping my door closed behind me. Chest heaving, I palm the back of it as if the sheets might come back for me. "Jesus Christ, King, get a grip." But I can't, because deep down I know exactly what this is. She's trying to domesticate me. Scanning my room for any remnants of her, I spot a hair tie on my nightstand and narrow my eyes. Grabbing my trash can, I walk over to it, flick it off and into the can, satisfied when I earn 2 points. If this is longing or attachment, it ends right here. Right now.
"Have you ever been in love? It's not a stupid question."
"It is if you find love irrelevant."
"Why is love irrelevant?"
"Because it doesn't interest me. Never will," I say to absolutely no one as I stalk toward the shower and turn it on, spotting a tube of lip shit on my sink before swatting it into my nearby trash can. Love is a 4-letter curse. No bird I know of who's been struck by it has ever flown quite the same way. She may have the looks to rival every woman I've ever fucked, a pussy made for worship. She may even be a decent conversationalist and reading partner, but I will not be domesticated. 30. I've been domesticated, somewhat, to a small degree, minuscule, really. What's worse is that I actually don't mind it that much. Reason being is that it brings a modest level of routine to my otherwise chaotic existence. Cecilia flips a page next to me as music filters from my speakers. Exhausted by the recent short bout of sleepless nights, when the sky fucking refused to break and rain refused to come, I close my eyes as relaxation sets in. Hand splayed on my chest, I tap along to the song with my pointer. Maman loved Chicago. A few bars in, I feel the unescapable weight of a deep blue stare on my profile. Cracking one eye open, I see Cecilia's book sliding from her chest onto her lap. She sits in nothing but stark white panties, her jaw slack as she gapes at me. In the next second, she tosses the sheet up before it hangs briefly midair and lands, blanketing her as she starts rooting around, searching the mattress. "The fuck you doing?" I ask as she pokes my side with the pads of her explorative fingers.
"It seems I've misplaced the motherfucker I came home with,"
she says, her tone jovial before she lowers the sheet, a blinding smile in place.
"Because there's no damned way I just busted him lip-syncing Peter Cetera." Oh my God, is that a blush? Are you blushing?
Unable to hide my smile, I slowly extend my palm to her chest and flatten it before pushing her off the bed. She lands with a thud, her hysterical laughter filling my bedroom. Not at all something I'm used to. My chest tightens a little at the idea it could be. Laughter subsiding slightly, Cecilia's head pops up into view. Lifting to her knees, she folds her forearms on the bed, brows raised.
"Note to Cecilia, a little wine and a few puffs and your closeted romantic comes out."
"Haven't had a drop and you know it."
"Which only further proves my point,"
she quips with a shrug.
"Your secret is safe with me, my menacing motherfucker, but I feel it's my duty, as I've been told numerous times recently, to tell you to own it."
"You're delusional."
"Can't blame you. As they say, they don't make love songs like this anymore."
"They are idiots."
"Ah, Jean-Dominic. But you have to admit, it puts you in the mood, right?"
She snaps to her feet and turns sideways, thrusting her pert ass out and positioning her hands on her hips before she starts to gyrate.
"It's all bump and grind these days,"
she bellows in a terrifying impression of a man's timbre before booming,
"and get on your knees and suck it, biatch."
She pops her ass out with each word for good measure, which has me barking a loud laugh as she continues to gyrate, adding her arms in the mix. "Stop, for your own sake and mine, and don't ever do that again." She turns and tosses a flirty grin over her shoulder while batting her lashes.
"You really shouldn't try to deny your inner romantic, Jean-Dominic. I've seen it, and I busted you sifting through the Bronze Horseman."
I shrug. "The plot is decent." She climbs back on the bed and presses her nose to mine, drawing another chuckle out of me. Her bravado is due partly to the bottle we saved, and I tell her as much. "You're cut off."
"I drank it all anyway. And don't you dare try to divert, buddy. You've got more than one romantic bone in your body."
She pops her brows and runs her fingers down my cock. "I didn't read the whole thing," I lie.
"Uh-huh. Sure you didn't. That's why the other two books suddenly popped up on your shelf."
Straddling me, she presses our noses together and bugs her eyes.
"I, too, take notice of things. Birdman, you're in quite the mood tonight. Dare I say, a good one?"
I pull my nose away and grip her ass, squeezing hard and warm.